T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun.
Sing it, Ernie.
Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Belt it out, Ernie. Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. This is, of course, the Bathtub Time Machine, as we do every Friday at this time, brought to us by Holiday Hops. Don't miss the Holiday Hops Craft Beer Festival at Spring Mountain on Saturday, December the 16th. That's tomorrow. Sample a collection of craft beers like Victory, Star Hill, Magic Hat, Conshohocken Brewing Company, Goose Island, Rogue, and more. Go to cbsphilly.com/beer for tickets today. Well, I'll tell you what. Eagles and the Cowboys at home. Eagles and the Giants on the road. Clearly the two best bathtub time machines that there are. Let's hit it on a Football Friday as we climb. Matter of fact, John, we cannonball. Might not be that deep of a bathtub, but hopefully there's some depth to that water. We cannonball into the bathtub time machine today for the Eagles and Giants. All right, one bad, four good today. As you know, we do for a divisional team where the game's going to be played. So all this will be up in the Meadowlands. One bad memory between the Eagles and Giants up there. We'll go to the 2000 playoff game when the Eagles had just beaten the Bucs. First time they won a playoff game in a while, you know, with Andy Reid, Donovan, the whole group, you know, first playoff win. And then the next week they go to the Giants for the third time to play that Giants team that eventually made the Super Bowl. And the Eagles just could not move the ball. They could not move the ball on offense. They did not move the ball. Andy Reid passed the ball too much with Donovan. Offense couldn't do anything. Dixon started with the kickoff return for the Giants to open the game. Jason Seahorn had that most ridiculous interception TD return just about ever see. Eagles lost 20-10. It was okay because they were still building. They were going to be okay and came back stronger the next year. But that was a rough playoff game that year. I don't want to talk bad, John. John, why would we talk bad inside the bathtub time machine?
I don't know. You make the call.
Yeah, let's not do that. Let's flip it to the good.
Yes, please do.
Because when you talk Eagles-Giants history.
I can think of some great ones.
Oh, yeah. And four miracles that have happened up there. Sometimes misconstrued as two or three. But in fact, there have been four miracles in the Meadowlands between the Eagles and the New York Giants. We start with 1978. November the 19th, 1978, the miracle in the Meadowlands. Down 17-12. Late in the game, the Giants kneeling the football. Joe Pisarcik, what did the offensive coordinator do for the Giants? He says, let's run the ball. All they had to do was kneel the ball. Game's going to be over. Eagles out of timeouts. But Pisarcik, as he tries to hand the ball off to what Hall of Fame running back, John Ritchie? Larry Zonka. And there's an exchange, a fumble. The ball takes a one hop to Herm Edwards, our buddy, by the way. Congratulations on the new job. And Herm scoops the ball up and runs into the end zone. Eagles make the playoffs that year, first time in a while. And an obviously miraculous moment, to say the least. Miracle in the Meadowlands, number two. And here's the thing. This is the one that gets shortchanged. It is often forgotten, but it should not be. It is the only time, John, in the history of the National Football League that a game ended this way. November the 20th, 1988. The 10-year anniversary off by one day of the Miracle in the Meadowlands. 10-year anniversary off by one day. The only time, 17-17 game in overtime, the only time in NFL history that an NFL game ended on a blocked field goal that an offensive lineman catches the ball behind the line of scrimmage and can legally advance it. And it was Eagles defensive lineman Clyde Simmons playing offensive line on a field goal kick that Lawrence Taylor blocked, and Clyde Simmons caught the ball and ran down the left side of the sidelines into the end zone for a touchdown in overtime to win the game. But like a Ginzu commercial, John, but wait,
there's more. Because now we have Miracle in the Meadowlands 3 from 2003.
I remember that one.
James Seltzer, do you know who was on that football team in 2003?
I have a pretty good idea.
John
Maybe
Ritchie,
in our midst?
He may be in our midst as we speak. John?
Had a big day.
Well, the offense wasn't moving the ball very much. That was the thing. But guess what?
We failed as an offense that day.
Oh, big time.
I mean, awful. We were
horrendous.
We were so outgained.
Down 10-7 with just a couple
Why
minutes left.
Why didn't we run the ball more, Joe?
Hey, you go tell your old coach.
We were averaging almost 5 yards a carry between Carell and Bryant. I wanted to run 93 week all day because that put me on Dahani Jones.
Ah, he smashed that
and
fool.
And he quit.
Yeah, yeah.
But, hey, we didn't stick with it.
All right, 2003 down 10-7 season. It felt like it was on the line. But Brian Westbrook, in his second year, this was the moment where Westbrook burst onto the scene. And he saved the season. He did. He saved the season, and he catapulted the team to a 9-game winning streak, taking that punt off of a hop and down the left sideline into the end zone for an incredible touchdown, the third miracle. And then there was the fourth miracle, John, and it happened in 2010. As the Eagles were down 31-10 to the New York Football Giants with 8.5 minutes to go. But Michael Vick hit Brent Celek. Then the team had an onside kick, recovered the onside kick. Then there was another touchdown. Vick ran it in. Then the defense again stops the Giants, and Vick finds Jeremy Maclin for a TD. Then the defense stops the Giants again, and it all builds up to Matt Dodge. Thank you, Matt Dodge. With a punt to DeSean Jackson. Love it. Happened to be Miracle in the Meadowlands number 4, but we love Quick's enthusiasm. And there it was. 1, 2, 3, 4. The Miracle in the Meadowlands in the bathtub time machine for this Friday morning. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.